Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Just pray that any sister that's doing, listening to today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today. This brings about a lot of clarity to help her truly know what your perfect will is, and brings about a lot of clarity also too with her trials. So she may stay in your perfect will. Ask all these prayers to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, because He's the one that's going to protect you, okay? But understanding that when you do, you're going to be persecuted. You can understand persecution from Bible prophecy, okay? It just kind of plays out in your own personal life. Talking about the Communist Manifesto in the last part of the Nebuchadnezzar statue. The next part, or the next excerpt here, I'll go ahead and read it as we're moving on, is it says, and this is directly from the Communist Manifesto, it says, "The distinguishing feature of communism is not the abolition of property generally, but the abolition of the bourgeois property. But modern bourgeois private property is the final and most complete expression of the system of producing and appropriating products that is based on class antagonisms and on the exploitation of the many by the few. In this sense, the theory of communists may be summed up in a single sentence: abolition of private property." And this is what I was talking about a little bit earlier in this series, is the abolition of private property, okay? Communism does come after it to control it. The whole belief system is that if you have private property, that you're exploiting those who don't. And your private property, even if you're poor, could be your car. Who knows? You know what I mean? With this spirit. And that's why it fits into Bible prophecy, because the state and the mark of the beast, the beast system controls everything, okay? And with communism, it tries to make it sound good. And there's this really big shift that I'm noticing with the younger generation. I think it's called the anti-work movement or something, where they're just feeling so overwhelmed with the way that things are, okay, with what they call the rat race and things like that, that they're looking for a break and for a freedom, okay? People working many jobs to maintain their bills and so on and so forth, and sort of the American ideology of, you know, the American dream with capitalism, and people are rejecting it and things like that. Once again, Satan creates a system that stresses you out and then provides a solution, okay, that plays out into his own plans, okay? And when you look at this and it says abolition of property, then who owns the property, right? Who's controlling everything? It's not going to be God, okay? And so what you need to know when you're going through your trials, and we'll talk more about this, is that the Holy Spirit may be preparing you for things like this, okay? And this may be a while off down the road, okay? You have to be patient. But if He's talking to you, okay, about your property, if He's talking to you about what you own, if it seems like you're losing things, okay, and then going through trials of faith where they're going to be brought back to you, okay? There's a teaching I have that talks about about baptism, and I'll talk a little bit more about this. Things that are given to you by God are kept by God, okay? And what you'll find is that you can often find a way of escape through systems like this, okay, to where your goods are protected. And I'll talk more about that later on as we go. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she truly humbles herself and sees that she needs to let you govern her and guide her, and that later on she will be grateful that she did. I ask all these prayers, Father, Son, Jesus' name, amen.